is Genesian.
What's wrong, Mommy?
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Bring up the button.
Do not attempt to change the station.
If we wish to make
we are controlling the transmission.
To a whisper.
We control the volume.
We will control.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
We will control.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can roll the.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly
make it
make
it
fluff.
Or we can make it make
we can change the focus of a soft sound.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Food!
Or hilarious.
Food! Food!
We can make it stupid.
Here comes the food.
Or moronic. Or moronic. Or moronic.
Food fight!
It's our show. We can do anything we want.
Food is food!
Because this is...
The National Senatorial Network.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to...
The National Cynical Network.
Disappointment content. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and I do welcome you to this hour of the program. You're here with Dan Mandis, engineers, orchestrates our music, Michelle Anton screening your calls, producing the program, and me. I am my kid's mom. My number 1-800, Dr. Laura, 1-800, D-R-L-A-U-R-A. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi, Carol.
It's nice to talk to you. I have a pretty simple and probably a pretty petty problem, but...
Excuse me.
I had a birthday, and my husband didn't get me a birthday present. And I asked him why. He said he didn't have the money or the time to do it. So I responded with... okay. I responded with, if you don't get me one next year, you can plan on a divorce. And I just didn't know if that was too harsh.
I can't help you.
Okay.
Most men who are not psychotic or highly neurotic kill themselves.
Okay.
When they don't do that, they're unhappy. You will never get a present. It's the best I can offer you.
Okay.
Good evening, I'm Leslie Griffith. Britain's Princess Diana died tonight from injuries she suffered in a car crash in Paris.
The British people are waking up to this shocking and very sad news on the British Broadcasting Corporation.
How do you think the people of Britain are going to take this news?
Well, they'd be shocked. I mean, the country is already pretty wide awake and in quite a state of shock.
And I think everyone is going to be incredibly shocked.
But people, as I say, all over the country are shocked.
Trying to deal with it, it's such a shock to everybody.
It was a shock. I mean, I couldn't believe my ears.
The Prime Minister will be expressing his shock a little later on. This morning, William Hague spoke of... short time ago, he said, I'm absolutely shocked.
The Prime Minister said this morning he was in a state of shock.
But one can only imagine their absolute horror and shock.
The morning let's show you some of them now. 6 a.m. shock issue from the News of the World.
I think there's just a sense of huge and complete shock here this morning.
It is going to be a shock to everyone, as it has been throughout the world.
The whole nation will be in shock and in tears.
He says it's a nation in a state of shock.
The death of the Princess of Wales fills us all with deep shock and with deep grief.
The whole of our country, all of us, will be in a state of shock and mourning.
We are today a nation in
Britain in a state of shock.
The reaction in Britain is one largely of shock.
The shock is being felt here as it is on your side of the channel.
And as you might imagine, people who are here from England are simply in a state of shock.
You say that even among members of the press corps, there was a palpable wave of shock and sadness.
Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles are deeply shocked and distressed by word of Diana's death.
I'm greatly shocked by this news.
We just had received a comment from the Prime Minister there, John Howard, who's expressed shock at the death of Diana.
A spokesman for Centrepoint, the charity for the homeless, has said, "We are shocked and saddened."
He said he was greatly shocked by the news.
And we were shocked.
We remain in something, as you said, a sense of shock. Deep.
Many were in shock as they watched reports detailing the life and death of the Princess of Wales.
I'm almost speechless with the shock of it.
Deep shock. Deep shock.
They were deeply shocked and distressed by the news.
And again.
And he expressed his utter shock, and as we've heard,
and again,
William Hague said he was absolutely shocked that the whole nation would be in shock and tears at this news,
and again,
and Paddy Ashdown also expressed himself speechless with shock,
and again, her death has left people shocked.
Banner. You bad, bad boy. Blah, blah, blah.
On my meds again. Really need to get on my meds again. My manic spells are losing me all of my friends. And I can't wait to get on my meds again. On my meds again, I've been places that I've never been. Don't forget Zyprexa and the Wellbutrin. And I can't wait to get on my meds again. On my meds again. Cause when I go off them, I go down the highway. I'm at odds and ends with strangers I think should be pointing my way. And they all say, on your meds again. You really need to get on your meds again. Maybe when you do, we can make some amends. But for right now, get on your meds again.
The next technique that I'm going to teach you involves active imagination. And this is rather playful. It's something that I like to do as I'm falling asleep. I might also do it when I first wake up in the morning. So this is one you could do lying down. Close your eyes, let your arms rest alongside your body, and just observe your breath. Now I want you to imagine that each time you inhale, you're not doing it. The universe is blowing breath into you. And each time you exhale, you're not doing it. The universe is withdrawing air from you. So try to picture yourself as the passive recipient of breath. As the universe breathes into you and expands your lungs and chest, let yourself feel the breath penetrating to every part of your body, even to your fingers and toes. So just hold that image in mind, that you're doing nothing. The universe is breathing into you and breathing out of you. Let's try that now. And as you work with your imagination, let the music help you envision the cosmos breathing you, 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 breathing you.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger and I do welcome you to this hour of the program. My number 1-800, Dr. Laura, 1-800-D-R-L-A-U-R-A. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling. I've been married 8 years, mm-hmm. and I'm having issues in the marriage right now with fear of abandonment.
We can't resolve something if we label it wrong. As I said, if your toe hurts and you come in and say your hand hurts, then I'm never going to get to your toe.
Right.
Because guilt is the notion that you've done something wrong. And this isn't the first time you've known that, is it? Is it? Is it?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I thought a marriage was give and take, and we were both, I guess I thought he would change.
Why would he change?
And I just thought.
Thought what? What did you think?
That are planning these calls and that are mocking and making fun of God, you are not above God's law. Don't be surprised if God's judgment doesn't swoop down on you swift and fast. Oh, we've been going through this all week. I tell you, this has been, it's been a circus. These, what we have done. And so many of these calls are coming from the homosexual community. And it's obvious when they call, you can tell. They don't understand, see, Michael, that true Christian people, that the gift of discerning of spirits begins to work, and we pick up what they are.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that we are laughing at them, but they are a stench in the nostrils of God.
What is that? What's that smell? Couldn't be.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Can't you smell that smell?
Chopping, 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 ch
So I can't move, clean myself, or go to the bathroom normally. Don't let me be stabbed in the head or be captured by a sadistic serial killer who tortures me in his basement. Don't let my building collapse in a horrific earthquake trapping me, all my bones broken and split, smothered so that I can barely breathe, my life slowly seeping out of me. Please God, keep my skin from burning. Don't let me go blind. Don't let me be shot, slashed, or bludgeoned to death. Don't let any of my organs fail on me. Don't let my bones snap for any reason. Don't let my skull be fractured or my eyes get accidentally punctured. Don't let anyone I love die or get sick. Don't let me become homeless. Don't let me lose all my possessions. Don't let me be arrested, or executed, or tortured. Don't let me be raped or assaulted. Don't let me be hit by a car. Don't let me get liver cancer. Don't let me get old and sick and helpless. And just don't let anything bad happen to me. Please. And, in exchange for this, I will try to be a better person.
The leather coat. Leather coat. Leather coat.
And now we bring you 1962, the history of Mr. Edge. Mr. Edge is at a radio station in suburban Illinois. Let's listen in.
Too loud, bro.
Leather coat. Leather coat.
Wow. Hey, you know my record stuff, but it sounds kind of good.
Leather Joyce, what are you doing? You gotta go on the air in 5 minutes.
Listen to this. It's a brand new sound.
All right, hold on.
Leather coat.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Leather, you got the record stuck or something?
No, we should put it on like this. Leather, it's a new idea.
Coat. I think you need brain surgery. You've been hanging around with that leather David guy too much. And what's that box he's carrying around with all the tubes in it?
He's making this box from it. It's called a booper.
A boop bipper?
Booper, it makes all
the
sounds.
We don't have time for this. You're on the air. By the way, we're changing your name. You're Edge now. Edge, you hear me?
Dirt.
Dirt.
Edge.
Don't make those noises. Turn off that damn music. Get on the air.
I'm going on the air with this song. It's my new hit song. It's
what are you doing? You're locking yourself. Get on.
It's called Leather Coat.
He's locked himself in the studio with that music.
You're not coming in. I've got the chair against the door and no one's coming in. I'm going to play this song until it's number one on the charts. Don't play with the transmitter. you're stopping progress here.
You want me to rig up an auxiliary transmitter for you?
Yeah, I want you to rig up one so I can play my Leather Coat song. And also get that machine ready. We can do some noises and stuff while that's going on.
The booper.
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
I don't know if I should do that. That's kind of weird.
Have you found that special part for it? Have you found that special part for the booper?
What are you talking about? I don't have any special part.
Yeah, you had like a special button on there.
You're acting weird.
Okay, where are we going with this? What's going to happen now?
Hold on, I just think if... I don't think it sounds that bad. I think we'll leave it alone.
Leather Coat.
And so, Mr. Edge became the Leather Coat champion. 1962 was the year of Leather Coat.
Leather Coat.
It was a beginning and yet an end. For you see, soon he was to be kicked out of commercial radio and to be go on to new things.
Yeah, but then what?
Leather Coat.
Okay, that's it.
Gentlemen, you have heard this. Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative? I'm Geraldo Rivera, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for committing murder for Satan. Good night.
1948. That's where the Spider-Man story begins. It was in this city, while in prison for game hustling, that he started doing experiments on spiders. At first, it was simple things. Measuring their mass before and after squishing them. Tying bantam wine glasses to their eyes while checking their vision. After fascinating results, he decided to apply for a grant. When the Israeli government received news of his experiments, Spider-Man was released immediately. He was given a laboratory, unlimited resources, and 2,000 different species of spiders. Now, thanks to Spider-Man's tireless research and over 30 years of concentration, he has been instrumental in the development of a more effective toothpaste coloring, a springier tennis ball, and the use of forceps in food consumption.
You may start your message now.
Hello, I am the Unabomber. I am responsible for the deaths of several people. I believe technology is evil. I also would like a large bowl of cornflakes.
Yes, Miles.
Say it's the same.
same thing as what I'm trying to say, you know. It's just like everybody comes home to a cockroach infested room that they turn the lights out and see a white square, whatever color it is, by the time the light filters down there. And then they turn the lights on and they realize they can't have food in their house. And then you have like $1.75 and you go get a taco and some whipped cream so you can get high, and then you throw it in the middle of the street, and that's just the way it is. You know? Everybody goes through that. It's something that everybody has to go through, you know? I'm not being sarcastic.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. Jimmy Olsen and the little Rhinestone are apparently safe from all efforts of their mysterious captors to dislodge them.
When?
Oh boy, sugar toasted oat and wheat goodness. Okay, Rock, wind me up.
You better beat the whistle, or we still got a chance. Why not run in until we got a good reason to run?
You have the business in mind.
You know what happens when you throw a stone
pool of water?
It makes a circle of little waves that keep traveling further and further out until they just disappear.
That's correct, Miss Lane. Now, the same principle applies to the spoken word. The moment my voice leaves my lips, it sets up a series of vibrations or sound waves.
How meticulous can we get? How meticulous can we get?
But in a similar manner, Mr. White.
Aye, my old scrotum injury is hurting me again.
And they pay for it too. Thousands of dunks just plain foolish.
We're now in local receptacle mode. WestNet sectionalism takes its rightful place in the universal media net web.
Sound waves are captured immediately. They're forever lost. But let me explain. Assume that none of you were in this room at the moment. I'm alone. And I say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Flash, I have Dale on the radio. Hurry.
Darla, my home is up above. I want you to be well away from the ship when we start the engines and keep your people back. I don't want anyone hurt.
Goodbye, then. Flash Gordon. Come back soon.
Flash!
Right, Doc. Here I am.
Flash? Who are you talking to? What happened to you down there? I've been so worried.
Well, we've had a little trouble down here. Tell you all about it in a few minutes, Dale. Hang on.
Look outside, Flash. Is it clear for me to start the engines?
1 second, Doc. I'll see. All clear, Doc. Fire away.
Are you coming back, Flash?
Yes, Dale. We're coming home.
Don't take chances, and it may mean the difference between a summer filled with fun and months in bed.
I love it.
Come closer, my friend. Come closer, my friend. Come closer, my friend. Come closer, my friend.
Our friends are coming back.
Come closer, my friend.
Quick, pile everything in front of the door.
Come closer, my friend. Come
closer, the chair, the table, everything. Hurry up.
Come closer, my friend.
Here, place the back of this chair on the door.
Come closer, my friend.
That's right.
Come closer, my friend.
Now the cut.
Come closer, my friend.
Stand it up on the side.
Come closer, my friend.
This way.
Come closer, my friend. Come closer, my friend.
Here it comes.
Scan closer, my friend.
Come out of the door, I want... Don't answer me. Get the table over there, quick.
Scan closer, my friend.
Where do I put it? On top of the cot.
Closer, my friend.
Stand back in the door, Hank.
Come closer, my friend.
Come closer. Don't come through it. I'll have... Get away the plaster.
Come closer, my friend.
Go ahead.
Come closer. Come closer, my friend. Come closer, my friend. Come closer, my friend.
The days passed as they passed.
Why don't you find out today about Great Nuts Lake?
Today I came out of my cave. I hadn't bathed or shaved or brushed my teeth in like a week or two. I walked to the bank. The guy frowned at me and asked, "Can I help you?" I said, "I want to cash a couple of checks." He said, "Do you have an account here?" They always ask me that. Then, while I'm showing him my ID, and he's checking my signature, the manager comes over to oversee things. Then I stagger over to the Starbucks next door, which is about 100 yards away from another Starbucks, tucked in the corner of some expensive business high-rise. 2 minutes after I enter the place, full of businessmen in expensive gray suits, empties out. A scruffy red-haired clerk quickly points out to me that the raspberry muffins are particularly good. They whip me up a special extra creamy frappuccino and a peanut butter cookie for $4.50. The guy asks, "So, are you working now?" I pause and say, "No, I'm disabled." There's a moment of silence. Then the guy takes out a magic marker and puts a happy face on my frappuccino lid. And this actually makes me smile. So I go outside and sit on one of their chairs, watching a woman in a business suit sitting alone, looking away from me, wind blowing into her face. If she looked at me, it wouldn't blow into her face. But she doesn't want to look at me. So I drink my frappuccino, and I look at the happy face, and it stares back at me. Sometimes I sit against the pimply hard beige wall of the 7-Eleven around the corner and eat horrid day-glow hot dogs made of plastic meat in a bun made of fluffy chalk and puffed paper smothered in colorful chemicals bursting in my mouth. I give little groans of pleasure as I'm chomping on this blasphemy which passes for food. I have no idea what this could be made of. I figure this is the best I can get. And just about every time, I imagine a car full of members from a crack crazed gang drive by without stopping and strafe me with an Uzi, snaring me, bisecting me with a blossoming line of death, appearing like absolute magic across my chest. One little red flower goes here, right in the middle, perfect. center. Dead aim. I'm alive just long enough to feel the wonder of it. To know the warm pain running down my love handles into my underwear, spreading out beneath me into the sweating grass. Pinned to the wall by a bullet, knowing the discomfort will be over soon.
Gotta wonder about the God who creates humans, designs them to be insatiably curious creatures, always gotta be knowing stuff, and then says, you can have any tree in the forest, except this one. Don't eat this one. Why not? Well, I can't tell you. Can't tell you why not. Well, why do you put the tree there? Why don't you just put the tree somewhere? Well, I don't know, just don't eat it.
My monkey.
That weren't enough to send a snake to tempt us. Made the snake to come and tempt us to eat of the tree. And then when we do, punishes us for the rest of our lives and the lives of our children and our children's children, on and on and on and on. That's f***ed up. That is f***ed up. That is f***ed up. That is very evil. That's like someone who starves their dog for weeks and weeks and then puts a red juicy steak in front of it, and then when it goes to eat it, breaks its legs, cripples it for the rest of its life. That's evil. That's sadistic. They are worshiping an evil god. They are worshiping an evil god. They are worshiping an evil god.
I heard that.
else you do very well.
Come on down! You're the next contestant!
Don't go!
May not be Mr. Right, but he is certainly Mr. Smooth.
Don't go!
Sleeping in the garden of your dreams.
Where'd you two take this elevator from, Shangri-La?
I was supposed to be a boy named Thomas.
It is so rich, so flavorful. It doesn't lose its flavor in cooking.
I wasn't worthy to live. I wasn't a good wife, a good mother. I wasn't a good sister, a good niece. I wasn't a good daughter. I wasn't good anything. I was terrible. And I didn't want anyone else to have to stay with me. I thought, I can't live if everybody goes away from me. I don't want to. I thought, Lord, you just have to understand because I can't do it anymore. I can't come back and come back down here again. I don't want to ever again.
As long as I got the damn notebooks, as long as I got all these things that I think are such great, wonderful poems and blah, 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 as long as I got it, then there's always that thought that says, well, you know, you got your poems, you got all those nice stories and stuff that would be fun to publish and make people smile and laugh and da-da-da-da-da. And so, see, I want to take care of that, you know, take care of that so that if I burn them things, then bam, that thought can't even exist anymore, you know? I mean, simply because, no, I don't have any books to publish because I've burned them all. I don't have any records. I don't have any material things that I want to keep hold of. It's just all that, you know, it's just all that. Clean it up. That's the next part of the melodrama. Clean it up. Get a gun and then wait for that moment. Wait for that time when, you know, when just things just seem completely absurd, totally, utterly hopeless, and then go home to Father.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head.
Is correct.
It is everything you hear, everything you see, everything you feel. It is everything you are. How will you know if someone stole your mind?
As I sat in the cafeteria eating a turkey and guacamole sandwich, I realized that I am changing from moment to moment. First I am one person, then 10 minutes later I am someone else. I am fragmented. The fragments do not know each other. Each moment is the master of the whole for its given time. It is as if I am constantly staring into a broken mirror and finding nothing there. As I sat there thinking this, people around me kept staring at me, like they were judging me for what I was thinking. It made me nervous, and I started to sweat. I think there's something wrong with my mind. But then, my mind is the thing that's telling me all this. Thank God there's one thing that's constant.
From our minds to your minds, it's programming for another state of mind. The National Cynical Network.
Contrary to popular opinions and appearances, everyone on this planet eats fish and dies. Everyone has good days and bad days, laughter and tears. Everyone does nice things and mean things, some better, some worse. And everyone is completely imprisoned within their own little world, even if they foolishly insist that they aren't. Dig, I am not here to dispel your illusions. I believe we came here to be fooled. I am not here to help you avoid pain, misfortune, or making mistakes, because I believe these things are inexplicably desired and enjoyed at a subconscious level, and are usually unavoidable. No, I'm not here to be your doctor or sage or dice master. I am only here to entertain you.
Screaming! In the name of the vomit dog, Aiden! The dog is eating your soul forever! The dog thinks it's body, not just suffer! The dog is laughing! It thinks it's body! It thinks it's body!
The neighbors are wondering what I'm doing, man. What is he doing? Why is he making all this noise? He's a fucking lunatic. It's that fucking American, man. They can't keep their mouths shut. The noisy, stinky, silly, credit card happy motherfuckers. You can pick a kiss and bark. I chip a gun. Oh, I've done spit all over my leg. I done dribbled a bunch of saliva down my knee. I shook up my union major Parker. It's a fellowship of war. Everything war in a big cool. Arrende. S-A-P-S-A-W-A. This has nothing to do with anything, Jim. I just freaking out, man.
And you have been listening to episode 5 of Needle in the Red by the National Cynical Network, titled God's Nostrils. This program was produced by Phineas Narco and featured Ronald Redball, Joe Sledgehammer, Alexander T. Newport, additional voice, music, and written material by Phineas Narco. The Devo cover for Find Out was by the band Occupant. Collage sources include Peter Gabriel, the bands Kiss, Tool, Pink Floyd, Guns N' Roses, Air Supply, Negative Land, Nirvana, ELO, Lips Incorporated, Talking Heads, Living Color. Also used were the movie trailer for Total Recall, portions of the Eddie Grant mashups Don't Bring Me Higher by Nemo Zob, and the NCN mod of MIA and Funky Town by CHAOS Productions. Party Ben also brought us Dreaming of Boys featuring Kate Bush. Additional material featured Don Joyce of Negative Land. In the background, we hear the Suicide Scherzo from the Clockwork Orange soundtrack by Wendy Carlos.
National Cynical Network is on the web at nationalcynical.com. All material in this program is fragmentary, reworked, and used fairly for the purpose of criticism and commentary of said material, as expressed through its uniquely subjective, recontextualized, and syntopical arrangement. Please don't sue us.
This is NCN.
NationalCynical.com.